This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Nearly 66% voter turnout was recorded till reports last came in. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts went to polls in this phase. Polling concluded at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies, where voting concluded at 4 p.m. After polling, the political fortunes of 683 candidates were sealed in EVMs. Important candidates whose fates will be decided during yesterday's poll include former Chief Minister Champai Suren of the BJP from Seraikela, Rajya Sabha MP and JMM candidate Mahua Maji from Ranchi, Rameshwar Orao of the Congress from Loharthaga, Saryu Rai of Janata Dal, United from Jamshedpur West, and Hari Lal Mahto of AJSU from Ichhagarh. Electoral battle has intensified with the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. Top leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Sarat in Devgarh district and in Godha district of Jharkhand. He asserted that the BJP and the NDA have been instrumental in the creation and development of Jharkhand and are committed to make it one of the India's leading states. He vowed to address the declining tribal population and infiltration in the Santhal region. The Prime Minister noted that the enthusiasm of voters in the first phase of elections, stressing that the people's resolve to protect livelihood, daughters and land, is evident at every polling booth. Mr. Modi accused the ruling Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, Congress and RJD alliance of rampant corruption and diverting the funds sent by the Centre for the Welfare of Poor for personal gains. At an election rally in Baghmara, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the central government of neglecting Jharkhand, stating that it has failed to address the needs of tribal communities and the poor. He emphasised his commitment to addressing these issues if re-elected. Meanwhile, leaders from RJD, AJSU and leftist parties also held campaign events across the state. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. Meanwhile, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge criticised the NDA government for not increasing the minimum support price MSP for soybean. He also criticised straight out the central government for making false promises to farmers. Campaigning is also in full swing for by-elections in 15 assembly constituencies, including 9 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 4 in Punjab, and 1 each in Kerala and Uttarakhand, along with Maharashtra's Nanded parliamentary constituencies, where voting will be held on 20th of November. Counting of votes will be held on 23rd of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu in Bihar tomorrow to commemorate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. It marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Tomorrow morning, Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. British author Samantha Harvey has won the 2024 Booker Prize for her novel Orbital, the first book set in space to win the prize. Orbital contemplates the world from a different viewpoint as it follows a team of astronauts aboard the International Space Station. It is the biggest-selling book on the shortlist in the United Kingdom and has also outsold the past 3 Booker winners combined up to the eve of their success. The 43rd edition of the India International Trade Fair IITF will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's fair is Vikasit Bharat in 2047. The focus state this year is Jharkhand, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 11 runs in the third T20 international of a 4-match series at Supersport Park Centurion. Chasing a victory target of 220 runs, Proteas made 208 for 7 in 20 overs. The fourth and final match of the series will be played at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg on tomorrow, and the 4-match series is led by India 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.